Yeah, yeah, of course, we've always talked about it. But, you know, it's just a matter of finding the right timing, and then there's a couple of other factors, tax implications and estate planning. I'm just being practical. You're the same way. You told Phil to take back your engagement ring and buy you a washer dryer.
Well, don't put this back on me. Come on. What is Cam's biggest complaint about you? You're not romantic. This is your opportunity. Make sure you should go home tonight and surprise him with a big, splashy proposal.
He would really like it if I proposed to him.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I could stop after work and pick up a card.
Oh, my God, you're hopeless.
I know.
Mitchell, okay, this is what you do. It really should be your own idea, though.
No, come on, come on. I need help. Please.
Fine. Okay. Tonight, you cook him his favorite meal. You open the best bottle of wine. And just as the two of you were sitting down to enjoy it, you break up with him.
What? Why?
Because then, as he's at his lowest, you pop the question. He goes from agony to ecstasy. It's so romantic.
You're kidding, right?
More traditional? Okay. You look into his eyes, and you say, I saw a doctor. He found a small dark mass.
What are you?
And then just as he begins to cry, you pull out a black box with the ring in it. There's your small dark mass. It's genius.
You're a disaster.
You can go the disaster route, too. Did you ever hear how I told Phil we were going to have Luke? I said thousands of children die every day.